You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go. Tweaked Audio offers these earbuds in a variety of 7 different styles and colors to suit anyone from bikers to businessmen. You can also choose between mic for talking on your cell or non-mic for a great music experience. Tweaked Audio earbuds are compatible with all MP3 players, all Apple and Android devices. Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price. That's 1/3 off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping. Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty. So go check out our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this track up. Everybody get back. That's why my opinions are bad, because my rhyme's on the red tag. It's like I did with a dick, and I'm about to bleed it. Like a magician, critics, I turn to bleed it. Got them still in the fence, whether to bleed it. But quick to get impaled when I tell them bleed it. I'm sick from looking pale. Oh, that's my bleed it. About to go ahead. Now this sounds a bleed it. Let's bring it back to that vintage Slim Pit.
I'm dressed, ain't it? Khakis pressed, Nike shoes, crispy and fresh lace. So I guess it ain't that aftershave of cologne that made him just faint. Plus I showed up with a coat fresher than wet paint. So if love is a chess game, checkmate. But girl, your body's banging, jump me in. Bang, bang, bang. Yes, sir, we bob. I was thinking the same thing. So come get on this quick rock, bob with the bob. Dang, dang. Pap, 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 pap.
Chicka, bam, chicka, wow, wow. Catch a girl, rolling up a pound. Pap, 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 bitch, slow it down. Going to town, to the town, town. Slow it down, I don't know how. How, how.
At least I know that I don't know. Question is, are you both so smart enough to feel stupid? Hope so, now hope.
Get your shoes off, let your head out.
All night long.
Pull your beard out, just spit out.
Love is powerful, it's cough syrup, it's styrofoam. All I know is I fell asleep
and woke up in that Monte Carlo
with the ugly Kardashian, Lamar.
Oh, sorry, yo, we done both set the bar low. Bars are, drugs are, though that's the past. But I done hit enough codeine in that future and in tomorrow. And girl, I ain't got no money to borrow, but I am trying to find a way to get you alone.
Get everybody out. Get the bar so blathered. Kingos and call heartless cargoes. Girl, you're fixing to get your heart out.
Don't be absurd, man. You bird brain, baby. I ain't called anybody baby since Birdman.
Unless you're a swallow.
Word, man. You heard. But don't be discouraged, girl. This is your jam. Unless you got toe jam.
Take your shoes off. Let your head out.
All night long.
Pull your beard out. Just spit out.
All night long. This house until we knock it down, so turn the volume loud. Cause it's spinning to the haters, so maybe make this like cake. Better let yourself go, let yourself go. I say fuck it, before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go. This house until we knock it down, so turn the volume loud. Cause it's spinning to the haters, crank the bass up like crazy. And let yourself go, let yourself go. Say fuck it before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go for broke.
Hey, everybody, I'm Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500, and join in the conversation. Have a blast. Or you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Also, find us on Twitter, Facebook.
We're there.
And don't forget to go to iTunes, subscribe, leave us a really good like thing that says how much you love us. And go get download the Riotcast app and check out all the other great shows.
Well done, Missy. Well done.
Soon to be Nick DiPaolo. I did good, right, man? I've been practicing.
Absolutely.
That was a good job, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm proud 100%. Of myself.
I missed it. Can you do it again? I was busy.
Nice. Yeah, it was well done. I like.
Thank you. I'm very proud. I've been practicing. I have an outro as well.
You do.
You have an outro.
I do.
Oh, shit.
So.
All right, do the outro. Let's go home.
So get ready for that. That's about it. But we're all back. I was just telling the guys how much I missed them.
And you got crickets in response.
I know.
Who?
Chris just like was like, what? And I was like, come on, let's get emotional.
You missed. You didn't. I'm sure you're not happy to see me after last week.
I want to clarify something.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Listen, the thing is, when I said what I said, it could be Zac Efron, Eminem, and Don Jameson in this room, and I still wouldn't want them to like me. I wouldn't want to do a show with people that, like, it got like that. So it wasn't personal. I didn't mean it like, oh, Fabio would want me if his girl wasn't around.
No, I didn't explain it that way either.
No, you're
no, just
like,
the way you came
bitch.
Off, you were like, you had a look of disgust on your face.
That's not the case. I don't think you're disgusting. I don't think any of you are disgusting.
Bullshit.
I don't.
Bullshit. I call bullshit also.
Yeah.
I don't. I just
you know
guys.
How she really feels.
You're like brothers.
You're a fat fucking disgrace.
You're like brothers.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
So your little thing about... I'm sorry, I'm not your type.
I was joking.
I'm not a
let's face it.
For Fabio.
Let's face it. Let's don't pin this all on me, because you know goddamn well if it came down to it, I'm sure as fuck not your type either.
I don't have a type.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What's my type then?
Not disgusting. Like, religious figures.
You said last week that I did not have a type.
No, you don't. You don't. Well, no,
get it together.
You used to have a type until now.
Yeah. Well,
now you changed your type.
Yeah, I changed. I grew up.
Right.
I matured.
Yeah, but I'm saying up until your most recent relationship, you had the same type. Let's not. Yeah.
But on a side note, we match. So soulmates.
How about that?
Who?
Me and you.
Huh?
You got we both have strong shirts.
It's like we match. I'm like, what?
You both have big tits.
I don't have AIDS.
But the AIDS.
Trust me, if I did, I'd be skinny as fuck.
Just bang Missy, you'll get it.
Jesus. And Marco's back. I have to say, though.
She's a whore.
Oh, also, I wanted to say something.
Okay.
I was chatting with Rob Sprantz the other day.
Okay.
And he brought it to attention, and I just wanted to clarify things, because after I'd said it, I'd realized that that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But remember how, like, a couple shows back, I was like, oh, I don't even know who Mandy Stott Miller is or whatever.
Yes.
I did. And after I said it, I knew, and I was like, what the fuck did I just say that?
No. Wait, but I don't understand. How do you know her?
Because I used to read her column when it was in the New York Post. She had a whole salacious thing that went on with Courtney Love. And I actually talked to Rob about it when he had her on the show a long time ago.
Oh, really?
And he was like, why did you say you didn't know her? I knew her because of you. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I did say that. And I really... Fuck you!
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
I just want to say, I know her. I love her. We follow each other on Twitter now.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Can you just email me the rest of the story?
I just wanted to point that out. That
punch her really hard right in her hepatitis.
You suck. You suck.
Yeah, that's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Oh, my God. All right. Did I have anything else to say? I felt like I had another thing that I wanted to say as well.
You're a freaking weirdo and you're gay.
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's you sure?
A side note.
Positive.
Yeah, I just wanted to give her props that she deserves. She's okay. Awesome chick.
What?
Huh?
Nobody gives a shit.
You guys suck.
Does she still miss the show?
And now, end.
What?
End scene.
What the fuck?
I don't know. So.
Get naked, you strange whore!
Jesus, that's new.
So we pick up right where we left off.
Always.
A little different, though, this week. We're on Ustream now, so testing that shit.
Nobody
out.
Gives a shit.
So you can see me and my awkwardness.
Awkward.
Fucking weirdo.
Nobody.
That's
gives
my
a shit.
Sign for awkward.
That's a sign for awkward?
I mean, my friend made it up. Awkward. It'd make a situation more awkward. Like,
why is your pussies?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Where did you come up with that from?
I don't know. We were just talking about it one day, and we're like, oh, wouldn't it be funny that if the situation was awkward, and you're like standing there, and everything gets like awkwardly silent.
So you just give him the scarecrow.
Just make it more awkward and go, awkward.
What? That's like the breakdance. When he breakdance, you know what I mean?
You know, you make it more awkward. And then, like, people are scared.
You should be medicated.
And then it goes from awkward to, like, slightly psychotic.
Yeah.
Slightly stupid.
That's like a
Marco's point. Back.
Marco did not miss me at all.
I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You were traveling. You were like, who's Missy? Fuck that bitch. Silence.
No, we agree.
Neither confirm or deny.
No. Stop it. Don't be stupid.
Never. I'm a genius.
What?
What?
I'm a genius.
You are.
Yeah, we still have to take SAT classes or whatever.
What?
What are we going to take, like...
fuck are you talking about?
SAT classes.
Oh, IQ tests. We were going to take IQ tests.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
You just failed.
I couldn't even get the
Marco is useless.
That was a total accident. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Pretty fucked up.
I'm sorry.
It was a total accident, but it was right on point.
I clicked the wrong...
Freudian slip.
No, actually, my fat finger slipped the mouse.
And I'm back to hating you. I thought time would heal all wounds. I guess not.
Not on Thursday nights.
No. Back on vacation next week. Cocksuckers.
What were you saying?
About what?
I don't know. Were you saying something? And I totally
Time. That time has passed.
What a shock. Fab wasn't paying attention when somebody else was talking.
Yes, are we back on that? Talk about Fabio.
Yeah, yeah. You guys go ahead and talk about that. I'm going to go outside for a cigarette.
Yeah, I didn't catch last week's show.
Well, we obviously didn't stream last week's show. Right. I'm surprised that we didn't get any hate mail over it.
It's because nobody gives a shit.
No, it's because those guys download.
Nobody gives a shit.
They don't listen live. They download. That's why.
Yeah, but we have our select few.
Oh yeah.
You know that listen and they're like, you go ape shit. Like, where's the fucking show?
Where's the stream?
I mean, we didn't even have the fucking webpage. Nothing. We had nothing open. It was just me and Chris, and we were like, fuck it, we'll just record it and then put it out.
It was a good show. I enjoyed it immensely.
Sorry that we ruined the end.
Yeah, right.
We didn't really ruin it, though. And plus, it's payback for me telling you that Sons of Anarchy person died.
Yeah.
So I deserved it.
But again, you told us before that episode.
I know. What I did was worse. Yes. So you can tell me another ending of another show.
All right, so you want to talk about the end of Breaking Bad?
All I have to say about that is that I'm satisfied with that ending. I am completely satisfied with that ending.
It was like you just left an all-you-can-eat buffet? You're satisfied?
I wasn't that satisfied. That's pretty satisfying. No, I was very happy with the ending. I thought it was justified, and it was the way it should have ended.
A lot of people said that it had a perfect ending.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks because, you know, the show is so fucking good, and, like, every episode keeps you on your seat. But the very last episode didn't have a lot of, like, it wasn't like an emotional roller coaster. Right, because you already know. All that show did was tie up the loose ends and let you know what the future holds for every character on that show.
That's cool.
So you knew that coming into the last episode. So it wasn't like it was an exciting, exciting show. Like, oh my God, is that really just going to happen? It just, everything just, you know, it was a smooth show. It went by very fast. And I was like, damn, it's gone. It's done.
Yeah, people were comparing Breaking Bad to 6 Feet Under and comparing Dexter to The Sopranos.
Breaking Bad is not compared to 6 Feet
Under. Well, in the sense of...
In your circle.
In very good shows that end it properly.
See, 6 Feet Under, you're the first person's ever talked about it like it being this monstrous show.
It's a humongous... Like, I've heard a good billion people fucking say
You know what's funny? I've had conversations with tons of people about best TV shows, top 10, top 25... Never heard anyone mention 6 Feet Under.
They're always on every single list, at least in the top.
I've heard, like, 20. I may have heard Big Love. That HBO polygamy show.
Yep.
I've heard that being thrown around like one or two times, but that's it. I've never heard 6 Feet Under before.
I've heard 6 Feet Under. I've never heard Big Love.
Yeah, I've heard Big Love. I've heard people say Big Love was a great show, and I never watched it, so I don't know nothing about it.
I saw, I think, the first season of it. It was okay.
Nothing about it.
Well, in my neck of the woods, that's what they said. They said that Breaking Bad was like...
In her side of the trailer park, that's what they said.
Yes.
On the other side of 8 Mile.
That was like 6 Feet Under, and Dexter was like The Sopranos. No. Like, it was not a satisfying ending.
The jury's still out on that.
Yeah,
I'm still processing.
I still have four more seasons.
All the way up until the last literally like 2 minutes. Like the last two minutes, I was like, I don't know how to feel about this. And obviously, you heard, you heard me last week.
Yeah, well, I fast forward a lot.
I'm saying about how my girlfriend's sister decided to tell me the spoiler right as the show was about to start.
That's fucked up.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that was like what a majority of the show was about, was that. It kept tying back into that.
Fuck you, bitch.
I was not happy about that.
No, I wouldn't have been happy.
How did it end?
You can't say.
She's watching it now.
I just started 2 weeks ago. And I'm only on season 4, so.
That's pretty good. I'm addicted
to it. It's insanity.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll probably enjoy the ending too. You may not think it's the greatest ending, but I think you'll be all right with the ending.
Okay.
I have some questions about the ending, and I think we talked about it last week, so I won't get into it now.
Okay.
But I was just I was a little weirded out by some of the choices for like the last 10 minutes, like what went down. Like, things could have been done a little differently. The whole bullshit factor really comes into play the last 10 minutes of show.
Like, I wouldn't have been surprised to see Batman fly onto the screen. Like, exactly. Like, it was that unreal.
What are you doing with the body?
It doesn't matter what we
Is that the new Dexter Bane? I'm a blood splatter analyst.
I know, I'm telling Jesus about it as I watch it.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what does Dexter do for a living? And I'm like, he's a blood splatter analyst. He goes, is that a real job?
I was like, yeah.
Probably. I was like, he's in forensics as well. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, forensics is really his job, but he specifically deals in blood.
And it's splatterage.
Right.
Correct.
I see the break didn't smarten you up any.
I feel smarter.
Do you?
I feel fresh.
Do you?
I read so many books.
Really?
I've done so much in the past 2 weeks. I feel that it's been insane.
Really? You had fulfilling 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Were they good books? Were they like legit books, or were they the bullshit that
The
you
Great
read?
Gatsby.
Okay. All right. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Were they audio books? Because we all know you can't read.
No. I just sound out the words. It's a great gas station. Right, the words. Though. But yeah, I went to New York and I went to Washington D.C.
Was that? Did you go for the Muslim March?
No.
A million Muslim March or no, whatever it was.
I went for a concert. Shocker.
You're back on that?
On D.C.? In D.C.?
Hmm?
What concert was in D.C.?
Mudhoney.
Okay. So they're you didn't have...
Huge deal. They're... To me. Yeah, they're a big deal to me. It was amazing.
They're old.
They're very old. It's their 30-year tour.
Yeah. Jeez. I remember them back in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy crap.
That was like the whole grunge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
They actually were sort of pre-grunge, really.
I consider them like the founders of grunge.
Yeah,
like,
their music led to
grunge,
like Nirvana, and
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then I went to New York and saw Kings of Leon. Mm. I know you hate it, but I also saw Stevie Wonder.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
He didn't see
you.
No, everyone kept saying that. And I saw.
I smell Missy in the audience.
He's awkward.
Why? Because was he singing away from the mic?
He kept singing in the mic, and then he'd go, and he'd put it in the crowd.
Did you ever see the picture online of Ray Charles singing in the mic, and it was in the thing backwards?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I feel like that was photoshopped.
No, that really happened.
Did it really?
Yeah, because they actually, one of the backup singers had to come over, and because, you know, he's sitting there like, hey, this isn't working right.
That had to be it.
Let it do what it do.
Oh, my God.
You figure somebody would help him, though. At least help the guy. Jesus.
Right.
Man. Well, the backup singer did good work out of him or her.
They had to be a prank. They had to pull a prank.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely guys that worked for him that did that.
No. I think it was an accident. When he went to go sit down, he hit the mic and it spun upside down. And, you know, because he was like... like, he was just all whatever. This next one goes out. This don't sound right. Fucking weirdo.
So you're back.
He was my nigga.
You're back at the concert on the concert scene. Or
no, now I
that never ended.
No.
Right, she dropped down from 5 days a week to 4 days a week.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I get it.
I understand.
Listen, I am only going to concerts now of things that I've never seen or obsessions.
Oh, okay.
So if Kings of Leon comes around, I will absolutely go because I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. But now I'm trying to go to concerts that I've never seen, and that's all.
Mm. Mm.
Makes sense?
Does that include any type of genre of music?
Mm-hmm.
So like, could be country or classical or anything like that?
Yeah. But I've already seen them. I'm not going to go. Unless it's somebody I'm obsessed with.
Right. That makes sense.
And I've been doing good
so far. Have you seen Elton John?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Elton John?
With Billy Joel.
Yes.
Yeah, he's coming at the back. Citizens Bank Park. Where is he playing? Wells Fargo?
Yeah, Wells Fargo.
Oh. No, I've already seen him. I'll pass. I'm not obsessed.
Sorry.
I went to that like as like a thing to do. Like, you should go to this. It's probably important. And it was awesome. What?
Just the way you word things. Pretty funny.
How can you see me in there? Does it look good?
Yeah, looks good. Show everybody your lips.
You should let everybody know as they're listening that you can see Missy.
Oh, I made sure I put that in the post. Yes, you will be seeing Missy a lot. Show them your Rolling Stone lips. Yeah, you got to get closer to the camera, though.
Don't be a creeper.
I'm not.
For the cameras, though, I want to tell them. If I look that way... I'm talking to Marco. If I look straight, I'm talking to Fabio. If I look this way, I'm talking to Chris. So when you see me rolling my eyes
Nobody
this way,
gives
you'll know
a shit.
Shut up! Why do you not care?
That wasn't me. It was him.
You're a liar.
And we got a chat room also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Comes with it, yeah.
ASL.
Two people are in
Nobody now. Gives a shit.
Any girls in there?
But come on, what do you think?
Place your pussies!
What did that just say?
Play us your pussies.
Play us your pussies?
Play us your pussies. Play us your pussies.
It sounds like play us your pussies.
Play us your pussies.
Flash.
Flash?
Play us your pussies.
Yeah, flash your pussies.
Flash your pussies.
Fucking right.
I forgot you're Dumb and Dumber. Sorry.
It's okay. Did you do any coke off of it?
No.
I still don't understand how you don't like that movie.
I don't know. I think that if this was the 1800s, I would get strung up by my neck and murdered for not liking this goddamn movie, though.
You get strung up and murdered and right now.
No, I don't know anybody else who doesn't like this movie. Everyone likes this fucking movie.
Because it's fucking funny. It's a classic.
No, everybody loves that movie.
I know. I don't understand.
You have a different sense of humor, I guess.
I don't think so.
Was it too smart?
That's what I told her. It's too smart for her.
You did say that, you jerk off.
My friend was way off. The town is back that way. I don't get it. Why would he do that?
Like, see, little parts like that I thought were funny, but in a whole, I thought the movie was terrible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're terrible.
I thought it was long. It was so long.
You didn't like the whole pet's heads are falling off.
That was funny.
The scene with Seabass when he throws the fucking salt.
That was funny.
And he's like, spitting his burger.
Like, those things were funny. There was
or
funny
when he
parts.
Was in the stall and Seabass busted in on him. He was like, find a happy place. Find a happy place.
Yeah, it was a little. I don't know about that.
So they're in the middle of filming the second one now.
Yeah, I saw that on BuzzFeed or something.
And you didn't like that movie.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, I know.
Not even the very beginning where he drives up in a limo to the hot chick and he gets in the back seat and he's like, excuse me. And she was like, she told him where to go. And he's like, that's a lovely accent.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
But so basically, every scene we said was funny, but you didn't like the movie.
Yeah, but
you don't like the sheepdog man?
But the scenes that you're talking about are the same scenes everybody talks about, and there's way more of the movie.
Get your foot long. Noogle burger. Noogle bound.
I don't know. I don't know. It's depressed. It depresses me.
Don't you go dying on me.
Andrew Leeson says, please, take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Meaning your Oh, I was like, what does he mean?
Flash your pussies.
I'm not flashing any poon. Now we have to get, like, chicks to, like, dance around in bikinis or something.
Nah, you got them big fucking
kids. Yeah, work on that.
Yeah.
Give Andrew a little shot.
A what?
Give him a little nip slip.
What?
Nothing. Give I don't know. Flash show, my vagina.
Show him that. Show him that. That skin tone yarmulke on your tip.
No.
Just put the camera up your shirt.
No. Stop.
The fuck? It's for Andrew.
You do it.
Andrew doesn't want to see my tits.
Yeah, no shit.
Andrew really doesn't want to see my boobs.
No.
No. Of
no, God forbid.
He's not a guy.
No.
He doesn't. Is every week you're going to be on somebody else? Or is it always going to be on
always
me?
Always going to be on you. Why would anybody want to look at us?
Yeah, right?
Why the fuck would anybody want to look at me?
You're the only chick on this show.
So?
By default. You're
I'm only mildly attractive, though.
I didn't say that either.
You so didn't. No, I didn't know what to say.
I didn't say that. I don't know why you're...
We do got a request to see your tattoos, though.
What?
We got a request to see your tattoos.
You all can see my tattoos. I thought we took a picture.
Show them the one on your ass.
No.
Show them that bear claw.
No. I'll show you that. There. That's it.
Gotta go closer to camera. What do you think it would?
What?
You gotta show them the tattoos. They want to see it.
They can't see it. If they can tell that I have tattoos, then
they
can
see
them.
They want to see how ugly it is.
Oh, what? Fuck you. No.
There's no hair on her vagina.
I'm not gonna be ridiculed by my chode.
You chode. Wow, you might want to get rid of
they
that.
They all have tattoos still. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit about us.
Nobody gives a shit.
I feel like I'm always going to have to like look nice now.
You know what the sad part is? Now that you know the camera's on you, you're never showing cleavage again. Never.
No, I'm proud
she's
of
gonna,
my boobs.
She's going to come in and wear a fucking scarf over her turtleneck. Just even kill the outline of them.
Her breast was immaculate.
I hope Pedro doesn't watch this.
Oh, boy.
That's right. From,
she's fucking jerking off right now.
Joe in the chat room says, Missy, better hope Pedro doesn't find this. This PC screen will need have to be washed.
Yeah.
Especially after that pitch. Oh,
I know. Jesus. He stopped, like, tagging me in Twitter things, though, so
what
I appreciate
that. What a
scumbag.
That. Ugh.
Is he gone again, I feel?
Who knows?
I just wasn't. I was like, fucking. Oh, no, I blocked him.
Forgot.
I blocked him on Facebook and Twitter.
He did.
He was that much of a fucking creep?
It's disgusting. I'm like, I'm not even deciphering this code. I'm just going to fucking
You're
move
racist.
On with my life. It's not racist.
I hate Arabs.
No, I'm just kidding.
Who knows about him?
You're just, I get it. You're creeped out by the guy. He makes your skin crawl.
Yeah.
Dude, he jerked off on a picture and then posted it.
You now have herpes.
Mm. They usually finish in my hand. They just throw it at her.
That's You're like, gonna cream.
Being around him is probably like a level of hell. You know? Like the seventh level of hell or something.
I don't even know the first six.
Yeah, what are the first
Marriage.
Six?
That's one, right? That's got to be in there, right?
I don't know. Like, spiders.
Spiders are hell?
Spiders and, like, traffic. And, like, just, like, your, like, shit that, like, the mosquitoes.
What mosquitoes. Else?
Keep going. That's what you do. Three. That's three. Three layers right now.
Fried food.
That's hell?
That's heaven.
Everywhere. Yeah, what are you talking about? If it was just fried food, I wouldn't even be able to kill myself because I would be in hell. My hell would be mosquitoes, spiders, fried food, traffic, Pedro. And.
Cunt.
And fire. There? It would be bad. Hell's no fun.
You know, did you see the email from Dr. Z a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I saw it.
Ripping us.
Yeah.
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 He did ever so nicely.
Yeah. He. You know what, though? He has a point.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
I'm not going to lie. He has a point. I don't have it. I would read it, but he wrote in and basically said our show's going to shit.
I'm going to
yeah,
bomb
I don't.
That place.
Oh, my God.
I'll see if I can pull it.
I think the last, like, four shows have been so good.
Well, you're all Arabs to me.
But in the same breath, he's like, he calls us like legends.
Well, yeah. See, that's the thing. I think that's just his way of, you know what, let me not make these guys feel like, which you don't have to help us in that matter, but he probably felt bad and was
he
just
didn't
like,
have to feel bad, though. I didn't think.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that it was mean. I didn't think it was mean at all. So then he was, like, tweeting me and, like, apologizing and telling me, like, he loved me and shit. And I was like...
Yo, he's got to stop sending them nasty fucking pictures
I
on
know,
Twitter.
I know. They're, like, some crazy... Yeah,
that yeah. one, I almost threw up
with
when I saw
with the knife?
Yeah, yeah.
In the penis?
That's disgusting.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Sticking out of the dick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
That was nasty.
It was so
fucking
nasty.
Crushed.
Yeah, and, like, every now and then he'll send pictures of, like, extremely hot chicks, so you never know whether to open it or not.
Yeah.
And, of course, I always open it. I fucking dry heave half at a time.
Yeah, some of that shit is so trifling.
He's a nasty buzzard.
Yeah.
Should fucking block him.
No. can't block Dr. Z.
Do whatever
then who
the
would be
want.
Passive-aggressive towards us?
Marco.
Let me see if I can find him.
Marco!
Yeah.
Marco.
Yes.
Marco.
What?
Marco.
What?
Marco.
The fuck you want?
Marco.
Stand
Marco. Me. Marco.
I can see how that gets annoying.
That, what? The Marco?
That and the one. Mom. Mom.
That
mommy.
One.
Mom.
Or the one that I hate the most.
Which one's that?
You hate?
That Peter, like, ooh and on. Like, he'd stuff
his
ah, yeah.
See, I think it's funny because the way you act.
Like, I hate it. Because it goes on forever. When it happens during the show, I'm like, fucking kill me.
You, you woke a sleeping giant.
Wah. That's fucking hot.
That's cozy. I hacked a loogie outside earlier.
Oh. Yeah. That was fucking brutal.
Was it like big and fucking...
It looked like shit, like... It sprayed, like, out of her mouth, these long fucking ropes of...
Oh, shut up!
I said to Chris, I was like, she just snowballed your tree.
Ugh. Ropes of jizz just coming out of her mouth.
Yes, I'm just filled with it.
Earlier today.
It was nasty.
I get through the mounds and mounds of fucking...
All you heard was
spam.
That... You know that real lungy... Like that with that, like, there's stuff in it, like there's almost like a gurgling effect to it.
It's like every day.
And then she walked two steps backwards and she was like, and all you saw was like this. I
had to get it out.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You had to. I get it, but it was nasty. I was very sickened.
I'm a classy broad.
Yes, you are.
We get a lot of fucking spam in our email, man.
I know.
Fucking...
What, are you going to read the email?
I was bringing it up. Oh, we don't have to. It's a long ass.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
He pretty
don't
much just ripped us.
He just basically said that
it wasn't even funny.
The show lost its luster.
He spoke prematurely, I feel.
Well,
I thought he was right on the
money.
I
looked at Chris. I was like, you know what? I kind of agree with him. Because it came to every week. It was like basically looking at you like, so what'd you do? So what are you doing? What are you doing now?
But I don't feel like the past four shows were like that at
all.
Yeah,
but you were only here for one of them. Two of them.
Two, yeah. That's what I mean. They've been good. I think that was written like on like
and one
past
of them,
things.
One of them was your friend was on.
Mm-hmm.
That was a different type of show.
Yeah.
Because
it was different.
Yeah. It was weird having another idiot. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I think that we should.
What would happen if 9/11 was on a Friday the 13th? I was just like, what?
What?
Huh?
I think we should have a different person on every month, like from all of our lives, not just mine.
I already did my job.
I think Chris should and Marco should. I think that would be fun.
Wrong.
Chris is so secretive.
Wrong.
I just would want someone on here that, you know, would contribute.
I want to get my friend Monica to come on here so
she won't
bad.
Do it, will she?
She said that she was going to think about it, mm-hmm. but she said microphones make her angry.
Microphones? What?
She sounds perfect.
She doesn't like...
Weird fucking question.
She doesn't... Cut! She doesn't like microphones.
Okay, well, she doesn't... What does she think? She has to, like, lick it?
No, she doesn't, like, in general. She doesn't like to have to speak into a microphone or anything like that.
A fucking weirdo.
And you would expect anything different from me.
This thing is an idiot.
But she's not weird. She's really witty. I think it would be a cool... Like,
so just tell her to get over the microphone.
She told me she was going to think about it. I was surprised that she even said that.
That's fucking stupid.
So what if people do stupid shit? Don't be judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental.
Whoa.
Crazy bitch.
It's fucking stupid. I'm not saying she's stupid.
What the
stupid
fuck? Woman.
We're all stupid.
Missy Dum-Dum style.
But I think that would be really fun. I think it would be so much fun. I think you and her would go at it.
Who, me and her?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I think she'd be able to stir your pot.
I don't want anyone stirring my pot.
I know, but I think it would be fun.
I don't want anyone touching my pot. Stay away from my pot. Get away from my pot. Speaking of, I'm dying to fucking smoke some.
Me too.
I really am.
Really?
I'm jonesing.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it. I just want to.
Where was this information 40 minutes ago before we started?
I'm sorry. I'm not with it tonight. But, yeah, I would have loved to. That would have been awesome.
I'm down for that.
10-minute break?
You holding?
Of course.
Someone is.
Oh, shit, I'll fucking do it. I don't give a fuck.
10-minute break.
I got music.
Play some music.
Jersey Jax will be right back.
Marco will be here.
A smoke. Yeah, I can't be around that stuff. Yeah.
What we could do is...
I'm just going to talk to the people.
Dr. Z's right. The show is going downhill.
That was awesome.
Me and the people.
Go, Marco. That was awesome.
Are we doing this or not?
It looks like it.
Figure out what to do here.
Play a fucking skit or something.
Fucking, dude, just,
I don't have anything. I
just play some music now. You cut it out for the podcast and you throw a fucking commercial in. Let's go. Throw some music on.
Tweaked audio.
Good, man. Go. I'll handle this. Don't worry about it.
You want to go ahead and vent? Let Marco sit here.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Fuck am I going to vent?
One man show.
Talk to yourself.
Talk to myself?
No, seriously. Like,
get people in the chat room to talk to you.
I am. I will. I'll see what I can do. If it sucks, you just cut it out. Who gives a fuck?
No, just fucking just go.
Go for it.
I am going to go for it.
Go with
it. I am, bitches. Hey, man. None of that secondhand shit. Don't bring that shit back. Motherfuckers, man. I don't do that shit. I'm drug free. I don't smoke that. I haven't smoked that shit since fucking high school. Bullshit. I should put the camera on myself, huh?
Nah.
I don't think so. You know, nobody wants to see my fat ass. Anyway, what the fuck is going on? This is me and the people. My people. So let's go to the chat room, see what's going on. Who we got here? Ah, my old buddy. What's going on, Jeff? Research department in the house. So how's it sounding out there? We sounding good? We looking good? Well, Missy looking good out there? You can tell me the truth. Just chat it to me. I'll hide it from her. We're going to try to get her to come in here in a bra for you people, but I don't know. It doesn't look too good. Anyway, what's everybody think of this fucking government just shutting down? I mean, what kind of fucking bullshit is this? I don't understand, man. I don't get it. How can you shut down the most powerful government in the fucking world? I just don't understand it. All these people, all the money that goes through there, and all the money they're going to be losing now. Dude, it's something like, I don't know, if they shut down a week, it's going to be like billions of dollars or something. I'm not sure. Jeff, you can probably research that for me. But I don't understand if they're running out of money, all these guys that work, that get overpaid there in Congress and fucking the House and the President and all those guys, people that are supposed to be representing us, those motherfuckers should take a pay cut, man. All the money they get, I bet you they're still getting fucking paid. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I'm sure those motherfuckers are getting paid. And here we are, the middle class, which I think middle class now is considered lower class. In Missy's case, there's white trash, but it's all the same. We're all together now. There's really just a lower class and an upper class. So, I don't know. And when somebody went, somebody shot the Capitol building. I mean, what do they expect if they're going to take away people's fucking WIC checks and people's jobs, all those government jobs? People are out of a goddamn job because they can't come to a fucking agreement because Obama, who I liked, wants to force his health care bullshit on everybody, and I can't believe we're actually shutting down. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know. They're going to have to raise the federal debt limit, apparently, so keep raising it. Keep raising it. What the fuck? I mean, we owe everybody and their mother money. China fucking owns us. I don't know. Let's go to the boards here. No one cares. Why don't you sign in with your real fucking name, you clown? No one cares. You dick. Oh boy. Actually, don't do the same thing. Yeah, you guys are lame. In the fucking chat room. Take a look here. My man Henry B. from No Town Saints. What's happening? I know you. Thanks for tuning in. You're in here a lot now. Interesting. Anyway, I don't fucking know what the. I know a lot of friends that work for the government. I got a couple friends that work for the government, and they're sitting home on furlough, and I don't think they're getting paid. And that pretty much sucks because they're forced to not get paid, and they have bills, and it's fucking disturbing. And, you know, now they're pushing this healthcare thing. Obamacare is going into effect. And it's fucking confusing. They sent you to the website, and I don't fucking get it. They're forcing everybody to have healthcare, and if you don't, you get penalized, and all this bullshit. Ugh. Man, what the fuck? What happened to this country? Once the greatest country in the world. And now here we are fucking struggling to fucking pay back people. Because these motherfuckers are overpaid. I don't fucking know. We pay enough fucking taxes too. Man. Yeah, if you ever broke it down, and you look what you could bring home and what they're taking from you. Fucking ridiculous, man. Where the fuck does all this money go? All this money. Social Security, they take that out of your fucking check. I'm probably never going to fucking see that. It'll probably be drained by the time I fucking hit 65, which they're probably going to raise the limit to 70. And I fucking work till I'm 70. That's bullshit. I don't get it. I'm just fucking ranting here. But hey, you know, as long as we can pay everybody's welfare and, you know, Social Security now for the old people now, that's all that matters, I guess. Nobody cares about the future. Nobody cares about the kids. No, I am not no John Stewart. Absolutely not. Thank you very much. These motherfuckers left me here, man. This is great. I just seen the viewership just go down. Anyways, our first broadcast for Jersey Jerks on Ustream, so we're trying to test it out. I know we're getting some conflicting reports that the audio is iffy at times, maybe a little bassy, a little trebly. Just kind of let us know, and we'll fucking fix it. Anyway, you know what I think is awesome? Yeah, thank you. I think is awesome is Nick DiPaolo coming to Riotcast. Now that shit is fucking great. Nick DiPaolo coming to Riotcast. Can't wait to his fucking first show. That's a fucking steal. We got him. I wonder what happened with him and Artie Lang when he was on the Artie Lang show. I wonder what the fucking true story is behind that one. Nobody knows. Nobody's saying anything. But it's still a good show with Artie Lang. I listen to it all the time. I think he's got some other fucking dude on there now. Fuck knows. Ugh, God damn it. This shit just stressed me out. I think I'm done. I think I want to go home. Put me in a fucking bad mood. Damn it. What the fuck? Shit. Yeah. I need some people around me to do the talking. Damn it. Who's playing tonight? Who's playing football tonight? What's the game? Bills and Browns? My money's on the Bills. With the points. Take my word for it. Take the Bills and the points. Shitty. Who fuck Cleveland? Who the fuck lives in Cleveland? Who the fuck would want to live in Cleveland? Shithole. That's like living in Flint, Michigan. Jesus. Hey, you're back. Oh, yeah. Fucking shoot me.
Why?
I don't know. I just fucking ranted about bullshit I don't know about. The government shut down that bullshit. Everybody's like, cue to crickets. I wasn't prepared for that.
You should have did it. You should have did it like the late night radio shows. Hey, you're listening to Between the Sheets.
Either way, people are gonna go to sleep. Wasn't prepared for that. Next time, I
should have been like, "This is M Smooth."
What are you talking about? Nothing.
I told him you should have did like a Between the Sheets type thing. Hey, everybody.
I just bored people with the government rant. Bullshit.
You did one of those conspiracy like websites?
No, no.
The government is behind it all.
Nah. I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, 9/11, it's the best.
People are glad you're back, though.
And we're back.
I feel no different.
Are you serious?
I don't feel any different.
Oh,
I have a little bit worse of a taste in my mouth than before, but other than that, I'm the same. Yeah, there was a point where I was trying to... I forgot I was holding it in, and I was talking to them, and then all of a sudden I was like, the smoke was coming out of my nose. It was weird.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
I sat here, I was like, all right, I need the guys back.
Did you miss us?
I did. I really don't have anything to talk about.
There was... did you guys see that fucking... that shit about those bikers that beat the shit out of that dude?
Oh, yeah.
He was in New York.
How about that?
Here's what I don't understand. This happened in fucking Manhattan. Mm. There's like a cop at every fucking corner.
I don't think it was Manhattan. Wasn't it on the...
on
the Brooklyn Expressway or
something? Oh, was it? I thought it was in Manhattan. I'm like,
Did they end up in Manhattan?
That's all, folks. That's like a remix.
Yeah. Didn't they end up in Manhattan?
Okay, I am high. I just heard the same thing twice. There's a glitch in the Matrix.
They did end up in... a street. I don't know. They were on the highway forever.
Were they?
Yeah. Did you watch the video?
I saw the video. I don't remember seeing.
Did you watch the really like long video?
No, no. I saw the clips. I saw, like, it was a news story with clips. That's what I watched.
No, there was like a 7-minute long video.
Oh, really?
A majority of the chase was on.
Kudos to the father and husband, whatever, for running over at least one of them.
Oh, I know.
I'm glad.
Really?
He should have started.
Yeah,
he should have did
one.
It from the beginning. Oh, he's dead?
No, he's
in a coma.
Oh.
One person's dead, though.
No. He's paralyzed.
What I read is one person died.
No, I don't think so. Unless he just died, but I thought he was paralyzed.
Nah, I read it today. He was paralyzed.
What was the deal? Okay. He hit somebody first? He hit one of the bikers?
I don't know.
He rear-ended one of the bikers.
Okay, and then what?
It was like the scene from 21 Jump Street. What the fuck? That big dude that...
So what, he didn't stop, or he was scared because he saw 100...
No, he stopped, and they surrounded his car. Mm. And from the article I read today on CNN... they actually started, like, kicking his car, and they slashed his tires before he ran the driver.
Right. Yeah, because at that point, they started banging on his car, and they were, like, banging on him. And he had his – how old was his little girl?
Two, I think.
Yeah, I mean –
yeah, really young.
Like, that's just fucking wrong, you know?
It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. And I only saw up to the part of when they finally bash his windows in with the – so I didn't even see the beating part. I didn't see the beating either.
I don't think they showed the beating. I don't think they showed it either.
All right, which is good.
Yeah, I think that's when the biker turned his cell phone off.
Yeah.
To be continued.
I think it was a helmet camera.
Was it? There's GoPros?
Yeah.
They're really? Everywhere. One of them
they're
so
like
bad.
Fucking, yeah, so do I, actually.
Yeah. They're not that bad. They're like $200.
$245, I saw.
I saw one on Amazon for $200.
Could be mistaken. I saw for $245. I think it was on Amazon too.
Mm. What would you do if you? If I mean,
if I had one.
No. If you ran into.
Well,
if you ran into a bite, I mean, you ran. It was a simple accident, right?
Yeah.
And then they fucking start. I fucking peel out too.
And they were like terrorizing him.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
wasn't he Asian?
Was he?
I think so.
Oh, they can't.
Oh, you can't drive anyway.
You know what? Never mind.
Person who ran over that.
Never mind.
You know, we know whose fault it was then.
Never mind, then I'm with the bikers.
Leave me alone!
He probably got scared. He's seen all the blacks on motorcycles with fucking leather jackets. He fucking hightailed it out of there.
Yeah, he was... If he was Chinese, then I don't blame the bikers at all.
It without knowing what really happened, it's really tough to say. You know, that guy could have been trying to leave, and that's why, you know, the one guy... parked his bike in front of the car and ended up getting run over. Mm-hmm. He could have refused to get out of the car. Maybe that's why they were hitting the car. You really don't know. But again, if it happened the way, you know, at least the media is portraying it to happen, then yeah, I'd have ran every one of them. I probably would have put it in reverse and came back and hit a couple more.
He hauled ass.
There's no fucking way. You have your wife and the kid in the car. You have to. You have no choice.
It's the Sons of Anarchy.
Right into this world. Sam Crow.
Sam Crow. All alone. Sam Crow. No. No. We sorry. We sorry. We very sorry.
The crow fire straight.
We are foul. He was probably on the phone with the cops.
I don't think he had a cell phone.
Oh, no. He was Asian and didn't have a cell phone?
I don't buy that.
What was his kid in the back seat not finished making it?
What? The wife called 911.
Oh. We are on the road being followed by Harry Davidson's. Please rescue us.
There's a group of brats surrounding our car.
They're wearing Revver jackets, helmets.
Oh, God, you're so racist.
I want to see that episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Nah, Sons of Anarchy. Nah, son.
Nah, son. Sons of bitches. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. I'm surprised like you didn't have like gadgets in the car, you know, like the kid from fucking Goonies,
like shark repellent spray.
Yeah, like shark. Right, exactly. Because you never know when a Sharknado is around and they start flying.
Or like Harley Davidson.
Like when they slashed his tires. I'm surprised he didn't have like a button and then the air filled right back up.
They're probably run flats.
What was his name? Data.
Data. Yeah, Data. That's it. They're booby trapped. You told me to stand here, Dr. Jones. Yeah, stay tuned for that episode. Drax! Drax Terror!
Cray!
How come Cray is still alive?
I thought they were supposed to finally make a statement today.
Who? I heard they finally made an arrest. Like, just either today or yesterday, they finally made an arrest.
One dude was in court.
Was he?
Yeah.
The one that filmed it?
I don't know. No idea. Biker attack. Who was the real victim?
I got to go with the family.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because accidents happen.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when you crash in... Well, they're a gang. These guys are part of, like, an actual gang. Mm-hmm. I forgot. They said the name of it on the radio, and I don't remember what it was, but they're like a Hell's Angels type, I guess. I don't know. Something similar to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got fucking mad. I mean, look, accidents happen. People get rear-ended. I don't know how bad the damage was to the bike, but that's what insurance is for.
Yeah. If it's the tap that I saw in the very beginning, the guy didn't even fall off his bike.
Right. It just, like, pushed him forward a little bit.
Actually, pushed him to the side a little.
It looked like he slowed down. the biker. Like he almost wanted the SUV to hit him.
Well, no, I think that that's what they were
saying.
I'm going to slow down and let this nip hit me.
I think that they were kind of picking on him, like they were bullying him on
they
the
said
highway.
When he came on a highway, he was driving reckless around the bikes.
He's probably, because the bikes were probably...
He was driving Asian around the bikes. Right.
Yeah, and then they surrounded him, and that's when he hit somebody.
Why would you surround... If you're a biker gang, why would you surround a vehicle that's driving reckless? Wouldn't you want to get the fuck away from it?
I would think so. Well, you know how they have that mentality, like they have to be above the law?
Who, bikers or
bikers.
Bracks?
Bracks.
Blacks.
Were they black?
The
biker gang?
Were they black?
Yeah.
I couldn't see their faces. I saw helmets. Helmets and rubber jackets.
Yeah, they were called the Hollywood Stunts.
That's it.
The Hollywood Stunts, right. So they were all black. Oh, well, this makes total sense now. Hold on a second. Let's rewind this. Let's start from the beginning. Now I get it. So they weren't... I don't understand, though. Like, the guy's driving. He bumps into... You think that they were, like, slowing up to let him hit him?
Yes.
Which, that doesn't make sense, because you don't want your bike getting fucked up.
They were just fucking with him.
They were bullying him on the highway because he was driving like a douche around them.
Hmm.
Because he was driving like an asshole, they said.
Yeah. They surrounded him to pick on him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because he was being a douche.
Wow.
Yep, they're not. The police aren't seeking any charges against the driver.
No.
Mm-mm.
What about the gang?
Yeah, they arrested one.
Right.
Christopher Cruz. He's the guy seen slowing in front of the Range Rover before he was bumped.
He's not even the one that got hurt.
No.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up situation, and it ruins it for other bikers. You know.
I don't think other bikers are worried about it.
Yeah, but still, there's got to be some that are, like, lawful.
Well, they're the clubs. There's some clubs that are like, yeah, let's just... Like, if we all rode motorcycles and we sat there and be like, hey, we'll be the Jersey Jerks motorcycle. Right?
Awful.
You know, it doesn't make us a gang. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to raid every fucking food shop in the joint? And they're like,
just steal a bag of Cheetos?
Yeah. Funyuns, bitch! I mean, it's not... I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Right, pull up to a McDonald's. Yeah, just empty your shelves. We're coming around to pick up the rest of it.
Go to Burger King. Talk to your lady friend.
God no, no. Have a nice day. Although she probably would hook us up.
We
would have to eat off the ground.
Hi, kids.
Just throw it at everybody.
Yeah. Fucking retard. I don't see anything happening to that family. That little girl's got to be traumatized from that shit.
Hopefully she won't remember.
No, she won't. But I'm saying, like, at that time, I'm sure she was scared shitless. You got a bunch of black guys banging on your car. Like, you know, it's kind of a...
It's a scary situation.
It's even scarier that the black guys are not the normal. They're actually bikers.
Because they're like,
because that's like a different breed. That's like a new breed of tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the guy that was banging on your door is wearing a fucking t-shirt that's the length of a sundress, and his pants are like belted around his knees. You know, it's not like that guy. It's not like that guy. So it's a new type of guy where it's
a hybrid.
No, it's just, you know, a biker. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Bikers are more intimidating than anybody else. Than like the average person or anything like that, you know.
Why is that?
If I see a guy wearing, why is that?
Yeah. Why would you say that? I'm just asking.
Well, because I mean, it's because of the media. It's because of all the movies I've watched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even fucking Bronx Tale. Those guys got their asses kicked, but they're still kind of tough,
right?
You know, to begin with.
Now you can't.
Yeah. Now you just can't leave. But it's just, you know, the media does that to you. I know people that ride motorcycles, but they're not part of a gang. You know, I've seen documentaries with Hell's Angels in it. That shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that fucking documentary about the Stones?
Yeah, didn't they kill somebody in the audience?
Yeah, they stabbed some dude in the audience.
They were the security.
Oh,
they
yeah,
were the security,
yeah, yeah.
At the raceway.
Yeah.
I forget the name.
Altamont.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't Rolling Stones hire them?
No, they
took it upon themselves as saying we're security for the stone.
Yeah, they're just a fucking bunch of police. Nomads. They're like they go everywhere. They're like Hell's Angels are everywhere. There's all like different what they call chapters, I guess. Uh-huh. You know, different states. Mm-hmm. But they all like all the ones from California, because at the time that's where they're from. That's where they originated, was California. They all went to this fucking concert. You know, and it was a bunch of, it wasn't just the Stones. I think there was other people there too. It was like a benefit concert or some shit.
No, I think it was a Stone. I think
it was just Stones?
No, I think it was primarily a Stones. No?
No, because I remember that when they showed the documentary, there was another band playing in the very beginning. And then the Stones came by helicopter, I think, onto the field. Then they went out on stage and performed. It's kind of funny. It's like the scene from, what is it, Cable Guy. When he does the song, the karaoke song, that story he's telling during that song, that's, remember he was like, we're going to need an ambulance over it. That's what he was talking about. He was adding that into the song.
Right, right.
Yeah. He even says it before he sings the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it was. That's right. It was a benefit concert because he did Jefferson Airplane.
Yep.
So they were on first.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But, yeah, I think bikers are intimidating. Not someone I see on a Harley or anything. I'm talking about like gang. That's what I mean. Like somebody who has all have matching jackets.
Yeah.
I want to see a biker gang of like 75 and up dudes wearing like, you know, I don't know. What jacket do you think they were? Members only. With a little patch on the back, you know. The Sons of Moses. With their little
Sons of Moses.
What's it? Those little Vespas.
Yeah.
Where both feet are in front of you and they're covered because they have that thing that comes down. I saw one guy today in the middle of traffic, like driving one of those. An older guy. He's probably in his 50s, 60s. And I'm like, how much of a pussy do you got to feel driving a Vespa in traffic? Meanwhile, there's like crotch rockets and fucking Harleys and choppers, you know, weaving in and out. This guy's following. He is the smallest bike of anybody that could be on this highway, and he's actually following the traffic law, which, you know, kudos to him for not weaving in and out and pissing you off. But still, he's like, he could just drive down the shoulder 40 miles an hour. Like, you're an idiot.
Driving the bike lane.
Right. Just, what are you doing? He's got his big fucking helmet on, and I'm like, that is so... Don't get me wrong. If you had one outside, I'd love to take it for a spin and drive around the block and shit. They're fun to ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But I would never, like, you know, you don't go pick up your date with that thing, or you don't, like, you know, you don't go somewhere.
Like Howard on Big Bang. He has a Vespa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does. Howard! Speaking of Howard, my dad recently got himself a new Jeep. And you know when you first get a car, they give you like 3 months of like Sirius XM?
Yeah.
All right. So I haven't heard Howard Stern in years. I mean, since Artie was off the show, I basically didn't renew my, you know. And I was listening, and they have on the one channel, they do like this thing where it's like a random. They pick like a random topic that Howard's talked about. And it could be even from his like FM days. And a lot of them were coming up, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like, you know, it's been years since I heard these. And then I flip over to the Howard 100 channel, and, you know, I thought Howard kind of, like, mellowed out a little bit. It's more disgusting now than it's ever been. I'm talking about this because, like, I'm still laughing about it, but I was grossed out, like... You know the whole Richard and Sal thing?
Yeah.
Oh, they're still going strong with that bullshit.
Well, but that's what I mean. Like, the whole point was Metallica was going to be in studio. Mm-hmm. Richard loves Metallica. He wanted to be in the studio with them. Mm-hmm. So Sal comes in and says, well, you know, Howard, when I don't shower for a couple days, I get, like, cheese in my foreskin.
Disgusting.
So they said that basically Richard has to have a smegma mustache. So what happened was is like they're actually Richard took his finger and actually went like in and around his foreskin.
Sal did it.
Sal did. And then he he had to like sit there and like all Richard could do was smell it all day. And like the whole time he's like, "Wah!" Like he's dry
even. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, are we ever going to be at this point in our lives if we keep doing this podcast? Are we ever going to do sick shit like this?
Probably.
You, go, I you mean, think so?
You can find people. Nothing find people that, to do that bad, shit.
But
yeah, but you don't necessarily want to invite them here. You know, you might want to do a road gig or something. Like maybe bring a recorder with you.
Yeah.
But you don't want to actually, you know, bring them here. I mean, I could find you a homeless guy. You need a homeless guy? I'll find you a homeless guy. But
you ain't giving him a home here.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You know, you're not going to have him here. And just, I thought about it. I'm like, what are possibly some sick shit that we could ever do? That we would actually do without having other people come and
that
do it.
We would do.
Yeah, like, is there anything that anybody here would do on this show? If you want to consider it gross or shocking or whatever.
I mean,
like if I brought in a stun
why am
gun,
I doing it?
If I bring in a stun gun, is anybody here going to volunteer to get stunned?
I got stung by a stun gun before.
You got stung by a stun
gun. Yeah, like anything like that.
I would do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
So if I brought a stun gun in.
Is it the one that shoots those things that, like.
No. The fuck's wrong with you? I'm not bringing a taser, a stun gun. The handheld, you just go like this.
And two little metal prongs.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've done it before.
You have?
To myself on purpose.
No. Someone has to do it to you.
Yeah, that's fine. I would probably do that. Okay.
Well, I'm just seeing the what do you call it? The plateau.
I don't know. It'll cause cancer or something.
What?
Everything causes cancer.
I don't think
it would. It cause like my boob to get cancer?
It might prevent your boob from getting cancer. Well, you figure
if it's in there, it might shock it the fuck out.
Yeah, it might.
What?
I don't know.
Would you do it?
What, is that my tit? Sure.
Would you?
I'd probably do it.
It would suck. Yeah. Because you'll see all of us fall to the fucking floor.
You think so? You think it would make us fall?
Yeah.
Do you have a stun gun?
No, I don't.
I'd be afraid I'd have a heart attack, though.
Huh?
I'd be afraid I'd get a heart attack.
I wouldn't get, like, the highest fucking voltage one. Like, I'm not going to get a 3 million volt fucking stun gun here. I'm not trying to ruin anyone's life. I'm just trying to get some, you know, ideas, you know, a gauge of what we would do. We talked about a couple years ago. Remember we talked about doing the whole throwing up. What did we say we were going to eat?
The milk, right?
Was it milk? Oh, it was a gallon of milk, right?
Yeah.
The milk challenge where we would only drink a gallon of milk.
It's impossible.
I don't think anyone could drink a gallon of anything.
You have to do it in like less than an hour or something. It's impossible.
I don't see how that.
Yeah.
You know.
Your stomach is not.
I like the bananas and Sprite. That's funny.
What's that?
If you eat a banana and then you like guzzle a certain amount of Sprite, like a cup, you will immediately vomit.
Really?
Immediately vomit. It's like putting a Mentos in a fucking.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's just the banana and the whatever it's called, the carbonation, it just causes it to start to, you know, bubble up. You know how you like drop a Mentos in a soda and it shoots out? Yeah. It basically it's doing that inside of you.
What?
Yeah. So you'll like immediately chuck.
Yeah, I'll try it. But a Sprite and a banana?
You have to eat the banana first. Eat a whole banana. And then you have to chug.
You have to put the banana in your mouth.
You're used to that.
And then take it out and then put it back in. In succession for about 15 minutes.
And use your tongue around the tip.
Oh, my God.
Slobber on it a little bit.
Shut up.
Pull back so that one string of fucking spit is connected from your mouth.
Ew.
You got to cup the bottom of the banana. Cup it.
The cock. Oh, my God.
So, go ahead.
No, I actually like where you guys are going with this challenge.
I'm not going to be as sexual like that.
But you would do it.
What? Do the challenge? Yeah, I mean.
I would do it. I would do that.
Yeah, because
for sure.
It's not like a vomit. It's all that. It's just that.
It's exactly what you just ate comes up. Yeah, unless you had something else earlier. That might come up too. Like if you had dinner before you came here and then you had the banana and then drank the soda.
Yeah.
you'll probably throw up a little bit of dinner.
Because it's all that foam that comes up. Because when it hits, when the banana and the Sprite mix, that's when it.
Yeah, but why?
You're basically foaming at the mouth.
Yeah. But listen,
you're used to that too.
Shut up. Why Sprite?
I just that's the videos I've seen.
Okay,
I've seen them drinking 7 Up or Sprite right
so it's
after
the lemon lime. Is
I don't think it's that. I don't. I really.
Then how come I can't do it with Pepsi?
The lemon lime.
Maybe you can.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be even funnier.
We'll experiment.
Maybe Pepsi. That's because Pepsi and bananas will kill you.
Bananas and Sprite, huh?
I won't do the cinnamon one. That's just gross.
Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
That's nasty.
Is that to inhale it?
No.
I mean, snort
she's
it.
Sitting there like just cutting it up like cocaine.
Is that what it is? To snort it?
Yeah.
No. What is it?
Hey, you. What is it? Teaspoon? Tablespoon?
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon.
Why don't you choke and die?
Well, that's the whole point. Oh, people, God. You see people start coughing and
it's
dust
so
flies out of their mouth.
Yeah.
You won't.
I don't like cinnamon. I'm not a big fan of cinnamon, so that would really like fuck me up.
I like cinnamon, but I wouldn't do that. I would die, I feel.
Die.
I don't want to die by cinnamon.
You dumb motherfucker!
You're not going to die from cinnamon. You won't.
Like, I don't
you'd
know.
Have to ingest like literally a 2-liter bottle of cinnamon to die.
But that it would suffocate you, is what I'm saying. When you try
I see
to
choking,
it jumps out of your mouth, covers your nose and your mouth,
chokes you to death. It's choking me.
Oh, it's always choking me.
Huh?
I'm watching this banana and Sprite challenge now.
Oh, you're watching it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's millions of them on there.
So far, nothing. She's a champ.
Some people, you know, there's another thing. It's called Ipecac. You ever hear of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see what that does?
I saw an episode of Family Guy when they all did it.
Nah, see, that's different. You got to see the real life thing.
What?
If you like have just like a little bit, like a teaspoon.
What is it?
I don't know. It basically makes you vomit. That's the whole point of this. It's like something that was used long time ago for people that would accidentally ingest poison that would make you drink this.
Okay.
So you would vomit it immediately. But like you don't stop. And it's projectile. Like a little bit. There was a you could find it online. On YouTube, there was a game, not a game show, but some sort of like show where they would ask people to do stuff for money on the streets. Like there, and the guy said, you know, if you drink this, you know, I'll give you $100. Or and the guy's like, no. And it turned out to be like $800. And he's like, for $800, all right. And he drank it.
What's it called?
Ipecac.
Ipecac.
Ipecac bird.
And. He's like, I feel good. I'm fine. You know, he's like, you sure? You don't feel anything? And they waited for a little bit. It was like a couple minutes. He's like, no, I'm okay. And all of a sudden, he's like, he starts to like kind of, he looks like he's shrinking. Like, is he starting to curl
what's
up?
What's happening?
And then he's holding his stomach and he's like, oh. And he seems to be writhing in pain, which scares me. He's like, oh, and then whoosh, like high speed fucking vomit coming out of his mouth. And he won't stop. And the weird part is he only had a little bit. Where is all this stuff coming from? Like,
yeah.
What is he? It looked like he chugged, I don't know, like a 2-liter of coffee. Because when it was all said and done, it looked like someone dumped a bucket of coffee on the fucking sidewalk. He just kept going. And it was like constant stream of liquid. And he was like, oh, God, make it stop. He couldn't even finish his sentence. He's like, please make it. He just kept going and going. And I was like, oh, that's so crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. You gotta look it up. It's.
I'm not going to do that. That sounds horrible.
You almost sound a little chewy there. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, we'll put it in your Sprite after the banana thing.
That would be so fucked up.
Or we'll put a laxative. We'll put a laxative in her Sprite. Dissolve in her Sprite. She'll sit there and be like, I feel like I have to burp. She burps and shits herself.
That would suck.
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking about fucking drug and Missy. Nobody mentioned roofies. Everything was what could hurt her.
No, we're not trying to. We're not trying to rape her.
Yeah, just kill her.
No, we're not trying to kill her either. We just have fun with her.
Would you do that, Epicac?
I don't know. Would I mean, I could throw up right now if you wanted me to. I don't need that to throw
Stop
up.
Stop looking at her face.
Oh. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm not the one who said it.
I didn't say that either, though. You said that. I didn't say that. Did I say you're ugly?
No, you said that I disgust you, though.
Well, by that little action you did outside with the spitting, that's kind of what I meant. I don't mean like, oh my God, she's so hideous, I can't even look at her. You know, I'm talking like some of the habits you have.
Yeah, I have some. But dudes do it.
I'm going to spit.
That's disgusting. I wouldn't do that. It's just like a steady stream of vomit.
It's really nasty. I mean, it's like a super soaker is being shot from your insides. And you can't control it. Like, you could sit there, and if you lifted your head up and did it, you could literally see how far you can go. That's how fast
like
it goes.
There's a contest.
How far can you vomit go?
Who's got the longest projectile vomit?
I don't think I've ever projectile vomited.
I have.
That would probably
hurt. Really? Food poisoning made me projectile vomit. That was nasty.
Yeah, man.
That shit was coming out of my nose. I had, like, chunks of shit coming out of my nose.
What the fuck?
I was like, oh, it's like stringy, like
just like back in your mouth.
Eggs.
Oh God.
Ugh. That's the worst.
Cut this pepperoni.
A full piece. What is that, a half a sandwich? Holy shit.
Oh, that crust from the pizza from earlier.
Half a fucking Twizzler just shot out of my nose.
I always get that. I chewed the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, right, did I really just pass a Dorito through my nostril? Like, how is that possible? Oh, God. That shit hurt coming out, man. You know, and some of the things that I see, like these little tricks or contests, whatever you want to call them, these stunts that I'm talking about, I see a lot of them on TV. I see a lot of them on YouTube. Like Daniel Tosh has.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of them.
He'll always find one, and he'll ask people to video themselves doing it and send it in, you know. And, I mean, they're rampant on YouTube. Like, so many. There's the fucking. Does anyone here like clam chowder? Clam chowder?
No. Not really.
That, if you eat a lot of it, because it's real thick and heavy, you eat a lot of it, man, when you throw that up.
Oh, that's got to be the worst smelling thing ever.
Think about it. Vomit and fish.
And it would probably be thick.
Probably. Yeah, of course it would be, because it's real heavy. It's real. Clam chowder is not like more. It's more of like a. It's not so much
like a
soup.
Stew?
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
It's creamy.
It's not watery.
Creamy.
Yeah.
It's very thick. It's very thick. It's very thick.
Because it's like cheese and
Chris is high.
It's
what the fuck?
It's cheese and milk.
What?
Cream.
Yeah, probably. And fish.
No, I don't like clams.
What?
I don't like clams.
I was going to say, aren't you bisexual?
Ma.
New England clam chowder.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's, I like the Manhattan clam chowder. That one I like.
Is that one red?
Yes.
Word.
But that's got to be gross coming out. It's got to feel nasty, all those lumps of crab that are coming up.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Ugh.
Vomit. Fish vomit.
That's true.
The smell. Oh.
God, I hope no pussy ever smelled like that in mm-hmm. history. Every guy would be gay. Your pussy smells like shit. Oh, man.
So are we going to try any of these?
That's what I'm asking. Is anybody willing to do any of these?
I'm willing to do some.
We have to invest in some buckets and trash bags and paper towels.
We'd have to set up like a Dexter room where the whole room was just covered in plastic.
A Dexter room?
Yeah.
Aww.
That would be pretty funny.
We could do that in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
No.
Are you trying to ruin my bathroom?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, we could Dexterize the bathroom.
Why would we use the bathroom?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you want to throw up in his tub?
I don't know.
Water?
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 Water? Water?
I don't give a shit.
I can see it now. See, what's the point of dexterizing anything? Because if we make a mess, it's even more cleanup.
Nah, because you can just put all the
just get a bucket, yeah, tie it to your
right
fucking face,
bucket, man.
Huh? Tie it to my face?
Yes. Put your head in the bucket.
Oh, I was like, jeez. Yeah, you want me dead?
No, I didn't. I never. He said, "What the fuck." You said that I wanted her dead. I never said I wanted her dead. I
wasn't talking about drugging her. You guys were.
You're talking about tying a bag to my head.
I said a bucket.
Ow.
Not a bag. I said we don't need to dexterize a room. Just tie a bucket to your face. Not a bag.
She's a retard.
I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Throw her, yeah, go right in the bucket, man. That's it. You're not gonna make a mess.
Yeah, but just line it up with a bag. Or you can just toss the bag out.
So
somewhere. At your car window when you're leaving Chris's, because he doesn't want that shit anywhere near his house.
So let's figure out which ones we're gonna do and then do them.
Okay. I just didn't know if anybody would actually be up for it.
I'm up for it.
I don't know what else. I don't know what other stunts.
Not
or,
the milk thing, though.
I'd rather do the milk than the cinnamon.
I don't think I would.
I'd do
it.
The cinnamon thing.
The cinnamon.
Like, yeah.
Marco's got cinnamon. I'm not doing it. It's going to kill me. I know it.
Okay. All right.
It's going to kill you.
The Ipecac? Fuck no.
Why don't we do the first in history, be the first to combine all of them together?
Oh my God.
We'll hand dip a banana in cinnamon. We'll put Ipecac inside of the Sprite.
Oh my God.
They will all be dying.
We have to get
help.
Out of the hospital, probably.
Help. Help.
One of us would probably die.
It would be me.
I would think.
It would be me. Absolutely. I already feel why I have one foot in the door.
Jeez.
It's going to happen. It'll happen.
Well, we're all going to die.
Yeah, eventually. I just think for me it's going to be a lot sooner than you guys.
Oh.
Wow, you look so healthy.
Don't I, though?
Fat fuck.
You don't have any health problems, do you?
Not that I know of. Oh. Not yet.
Other than just being overweight?
Morbidly obese.
Overweight.
Being nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, blood pressure's good.
Surprisingly.
Cholesterol?
Please. Come on. Do you have to ask that question?
Oik, fatty. Oof, my arm. He looks terrible.
Fat pig.
You know, maybe no to a Snickers bar every once in a while wouldn't hurt.
Ugh, look at how fat you are.
You just get that feeling every once in a while. Like, sometimes I'll be driving, and I start thinking, like, this could be the day.
Why? I mean...
it's like a mental preparing.
Your fucking heart's, like, palpitating?
No, I'm just saying, like, you just start preparing, like,
you ate that
mentally,
sandwich
like,
too quick.
It's not even that. It's just... Because I chain smoke when I drive. I chain smoke when I drive.
Right.
And sometimes I realize I chain smoked a little too much. And then I start getting this thing in my head, like, I can feel the cancer. I can just feel it working.
It's metastasized.
You guys are fucked as it is, man.
What if it metastasized? I don't.
You've been smoking a long fucking time, man.
Here's the lecture.
No, I'm not lecturing you. Just, you know, like Bob said, you should be prepared.
Well, that's the thing. It's like an awareness, I guess.
You're just waiting for that lump to show
up. You got the giggles, miss.
I was trying to hold it.
I'm confused.
Oh my god.
Has everybody seen this right now?
Do you know that I think about dying when I'm driving too?
You're dumb.
But I think about getting decapitated.
That's totally different.
From my window.
I lost my shoe.
I do. I really do. Like, when I'm driving, I'm like, I could have a heart attack at any second. My heart's going to literally explode in my chest.
That person on the plane did that, right?
Yeah.
The pilot?
On purpose? What do you mean?
The pilot did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm just going to tell you to put your seatbelts on because I'm going to make my heart pop. Thank you for flying U.S. Airways. So wait, explain this. I'm intrigued.
There was a flight.
I would assume.
And they were going somewhere, and then...
Great story.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. That's what I like about you, miss. Your attention to detail.
And the chicks or dudes or the flight people, they were like, is there a doctor in here? There wasn't one. So they had to land in another place that wasn't where they were going.
Okay.
And then because he was having a heart attack, and he went to the hospital and died.
Paging Dr. Fetty!
So his heart didn't explode on the plane.
No.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Oh,
I'm
thinking, want yours to stay?
No, I don't want it to. I'm just saying I think, like, it's ready to happen at some point, and I'm going to end up probably killing, like, 4 or 5 people of, you know,
no,
on the road.
It'll probably be very, like, unepic, and you'll just hit a tree or something.
I don't think so. I don't think so. At the high speeds I go, I don't really go by many
trees.
Well,
it'll probably happen. Everything starts with an idea. Get that shit out of your head.
But I do think that when I'm smoking a cigarette, like, you ever have that one cigarette in a pack that just doesn't taste as good as the rest of them? You're just like,
eh. Yeah.
It's probably because it's something you ate.
Well, no, but I'm talking
different.
No, I don't mean like taste like fucking food. I'm not saying I mean my cigarettes. I mean, like, you know how it just affects you, like, ugh, I just don't even know why I'm smoking this right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, like,
Your blood feels
That's
weird.
The point where I start feeling like it's probably because the cancer is setting in. You know, it's working through my brain as we speak. You know, I probably have a tumor the size of, like, I don't know, me.
Oh, my God.
I just, sometimes I feel like, what if I have cancer? I never used to think this way when I was younger. Like, you just figure out it's probably a cold, you know. And now it's like,
now when you cough, you're like, why am I coughing?
Well, no, it's not so much like coughing, but like just the weird feeling you get. You just like,
do you ever get it when you're not driving?
Yeah, I was just giving an example. Because I smoke more when I drive.
Me too.
That's when I notice it more. Like, that's when I feel it more. Like, I'm thinking, Yeah, I probably have cancer.
No reason.
This thing metastasized.
Remember last week before we started the show, I was saying how my back was killing me?
Mm-hmm.
The next day, Friday, I couldn't even get up. My back hurts so bad. And the funny thing was, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I probably got fucking like prostate cancer or something, and it's going up my spine now. That's what I was thinking.
Tailbone
half the day.
Cancer. It's weird, isn't it?
Do you
never
quit?
Used yeah. to think that.
Do you guys want to quit smoking?
Eventually, yeah.
You don't want to try and make a pact or something?
We could. I don't. You're not going to see me when you're not here, so.
That'd be super gay. Let's do it.
Well, Chris is all in.
Count me in.
That's super gay. Let's do it.
Was she like this when she did the lollipop? She was like this when she
a little
did
bit,
lollipop.
Yeah.
You okay. weren't here?
Yeah, I was here.
Oh.
God.
You are here.
There's a man from another galaxy that came here.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
Lord. Rob Sprant says, you look hot, Missy.
Thank you.
You're a fraud.
Okay. Jesus.
It's not too bad.
The fuck are you doing?
Anybody watching, don't let her fool you. She's actually doing a line off that mirror.
I'm crying. I was crying from laughing so hard.
Yeah, but you're like laughing for no reason at all.
I know, man. But that was real funny what he had said. And I keep picturing
as soon as I said, I have cancer. Sound like fucking, what was that dog in the Smurfs?
Oh,
Motley?
Yeah.
Or not the Smurfs. Was it the Smurfs?
It was Gargamel. No, Gargamel had a cat.
No, it wasn't the cat. I'm thinking, what the fuck am I thinking about?
Oh, yeah.
I had that. That's how the fucking dog Motley. Left.
Oh my god. It's funny because I'm picturing you like driving, like, oh.
You would, sitting there like this.
And just being like, fuck it.
I'm at a light. I have cancer. Like that? Is that what you're
saying? You're very like,
you know what's funny, miss? You're not
it.
That far off from that
See,
being
that's
right.
What I keep yeah. picturing. You're like,
Oh, it's the Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yeah, but I don't remember which one it was.
The race. He was always in the races. Remember they used to have the Hanna-Barbera racing, like, Olympics or whatever they were?
Oh, I gotta look it up. Look up Muttley the dog.
Wacky Riff sidekick. Dick Dastardly sidekick.
Dick Dastardly. Yeah. There's a porn star.
I thought he was like a lion or something, though.
Who?
That thing that did that.
No, it was a dog.
It was. And it spoke, right?
I don't remember. I just remember that laugh.
That's funny. That sucks that I'm laughing like that, though. Probably cancer.
Don't be an asshole.
That's it.
Sounds a little bit like Missy Sniffle from the show. She cried.
Oh, that was like real quick. Like Sheldon.
Oh, I love Sheldon.
I don't even think it.
Oh,
there
that
it is.
Was it. That was my big crying on air.
Sounds like you're skiing.
Yeah, it does.
You're a fucking disgrace.
What, do you need glasses now?
I don't even know what you're doing.
I didn't talk about this guy, did we?
Who? Which one?
The fucking football player with the party?
No.
Did we talk about that last week? We never ends up talking
300.
About that. What, the movie? Spartans! We will ransack this home! We will tap many kegs today! No authority will stop this festival. Yeah, so this jerk-off football player, ex-football player, I think he was a Patriot.
Nobody likes him. Why?
Nobody likes you here. Nobody likes you, man.
Nobody likes you here, man.
That's it. So basically, it was like a real life Project X is what happened.
Yep.
And a bunch of these kids, broke into his home, you want to call it that, and threw like, the bash of the century.
I know. It looked awesome.
Chris showed me a picture of what they did to one of his rooms, like the wall and the ceiling. And it looked like it was like some sort of bamboo. Like it was wood planks, wasn't it? It was like a it was beautiful, except for all the fucking... They turned it into Kensington within like a day. It was just all this awful graffiti. And I saw Escobar on there. Were you there?
Esco.
Scan.
And they trashed the shit out of this dude's house. And, you know, none of those fucking asshole kids, he gave them a chance to, like, you know, he wasn't going to press charges, be like, hey, if you come and help me clean or whatever, you know, I'll, whatever. They'll work something out. And nobody, like, what is one kid, I think two kids.
I think I read one kid showed up.
Yeah, like one kid showed up. Out of all those fucking kids.
Some parents, when they found out that their kids were there, like forced them to go too.
Well, that's because he was tweeting out pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He was retweeting.
And he posted all their tweets from that, or the pictures they tweeted from that night on this website, trying to identify the fucking 300 kids that wrecked his house.
Right.
And I read the parents are threatening legal action against them for posting pictures of their kids.
When it's already online.
It's on Twitter. You're fucked, man. It's not your property anymore.
But apparently that house was already in foreclosure, and he claims they were trying to save it, and now they can't save it. I think it's a reason for him to...
A lot of people think it's real shady. Why is that?
If your house was in foreclosure... And a bunch of kids broke in and threw a giant party. Wouldn't you be fucking pissed off too?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry. I'd be pissed regardless.
Why was the state of the house in?
Apparently, this guy had a weird interview, like where he wouldn't.
The football player?
Yeah, he wouldn't let like the Fox News guy fucking talk, and he was rambling on about some shit.
I didn't hear.
Yeah, a lot of people said he was real weird.
Yeah.
And that he was that they think it's fishy.
Yeah, like here. I think this is the interview that he did. That's kind of
happened
fucking
yesterday.
Weird.
You had this event that you've been planning to have for wounded warriors or for veterans, and you were hoping that some of the partygoers, the kids, would come back
Patriots jersey
and
on.
Help you clean up and be a part of this event. What has happened?
Okay, we're going to get to that in 1 second. I've been giving you guys a lot of my time all week long.
This guy white.
I've got to take care of some family business. I haven't been able to see my grandchildren. They're watching me on TV. Isaiah, it's Pop. I love you. Who are you today?
Shit.
Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, Melania. I'm going to get you. I can't wait to see you.
Weirdo.
As soon as I finish up, Pop will come play. Okay? All right. Thanks.
Well,
I got it.
Well done.
He just gave his grandkids a shout out.
You sent that little television telegraph to your grandchild there.
What a tool.
Okay, so here's the deal. Yesterday, I was hoping that a lot of the students and their parents would come over.
Ryan Holloway.
A great way to turn a star into a victory taking that first step. It was an opportunity that they could have been around veterans, military personnel, who would sit down with them one-on-one, and I wanted them to have a conversation about accountability, about seriousness, okay. About focus,
accountability.
About
accountability?
What it is straight out of Wikipedia. I'm no hero. Okay, they're the heroes. Unfortunately, or who knows? But four showed up. But for those four, and I told you this yesterday, two things I said. Number one, I wanted to acknowledge you for your courage of finally coming. But you came, you took a big step. Now get the message out to all of your classmates. Number two,
What's he babbling about?
That's an indication of a bigger issue because the others didn't come. Now, we're going to cover that in a minute. But the biggest thing I want to say to those parents in the 300 right now, listen to me, please.
Thank you.
The place is descending upon all of our lives. We've got stuff we've got to get handled, and we're going to get to that.
Brian, hold on a second. Let's get to that right now.
That
hold
you
on
haven't
a second,
experienced
Brian.
Any of this before.
But Brian, when you say that we have
I
stuff...
I will be your shield.
He's ignoring you.
The media,
it's like
it's
Bob.
10 times worse.
But Brian, what do you mean when you say...
Honestly, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Descended. What do you mean?
And the people...
He's ignoring her.
All the other people, you get them together.
Because in that show, he was playing himself.
Can I ask a
an asshole.
How did these kids get in your house, and how badly did they trash it?
But he stops for the guy.
So,
Brian, can you hear
they
us?
Broke into the house.
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So they broke into the house, yeah?
All of a sudden, he hears.
They broke in the house. They probably did about $20,000 to $30,000 with damage. I'm still assessing it.
Mm. Brian, TMZ, the celebrity gossip website and show, says that some of your neighbors are saying that the home was already foreclosed on. It was already sort of falling into disrepair. Can you respond to that?
He's never been in the house because I don't let people that beat their wives in my house. I don't let any man that puts their hands
whoa. Brian, we're not going to.
He ripped his neighbor.
We're not endorsing that allegation, and we have no idea where that's coming from. We're definitely not going to get involved in your dispute with your neighbor.
It, and
we're
I'm
just
not
asking simply what the house
around by any
upon.
Salacious stuff Jesus. That you're saying. I'm happy to answer the question based on
raging asshole.
He's an idiot.
I knew TMZ would be up there.
I welcome them. Pardon me?
Was your home being foreclosed upon?
My home was being foreclosed upon because I told them I'm not going to pay them. They aren't going to sit there and call the note and push me around and not negotiate with me like they were supposed to by law.
If you don't pay your mortgage.
You know, there's no reason to
get your house paid.
Regardless of what condition a home is in,
weeks,
kids aren't allowed to come in and vandalize it. Anyway.
Still talking over her.
After the kids sat up. Yeah. And they right. vandalized
Brian,
the place. And they broke
it. Thanks.
Place.
We get it. Thanks for giving us an update. We'll follow you on your website and see what happens.
To do now
all right. We got
to
go. We're going to black. 3 minutes from now.
He's like, fuck you.
Great, man.
Is that Fox News?
Yeah, that was like a, yeah, Fox News. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really
Fox
static-y.
And Friends, yeah.
Jesus.
Yep. Well, you put that. Really high, but.
Yeah, so that makes sense of why everybody's saying he's a weirdo.
Yeah, fucking whack job, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm not going to let somebody who beats their wives into my home.
Good for you. Have some standards.
Awesome.
Yeah, see, now that I hear this guy talking, this sounds...
Yeah, it sounds like fishy or something, like he...
Yeah.
Even assholes can have their house broken into.
True. I think a kid that he adopted or something threw at the party.
I didn't read that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear this either.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But that's where this kid that was taken in by the family had the party there. That's what I heard.
This guy was looking for some, I mean, he got some media attention for whatever reason.
He sounds like a weirdo.
Yeah, with the whole... Donatello, Raphael. Yeah. Why is he naming the Ninja Turtles? I thought he was giving a shout out to his grandkids.
Because he's taking them.
His grandkids are the Ninja Turtles.
You stupid or something?
Y'all can suck it.
Yeah, I don't get it. But he was stupid.
I obviously didn't understand that language. Fucking just throwing out fucking TV cartoon characters. Like, what's wrong with you? So, Brian, how did that happen? How did that all go about? How did they get into your house? Donatello, Raphael, Muttley,
Leonardo.
Smurfs.
Walter White.
Walter White.
Dexter.
Dexter. Like, huh? The lady's the reporter, whatever her name is, she was probably looking at her like, the dude, like, what did I say to him?
Yeah.
That I'm getting this response.
She's like, can you hear us? I can hear you now.
Yeah, once the guy talks.
I know.
I can hear you now.
He's like condescending about it.
He stopped for the dude, though, right?
That's how it is. It's a man's world.
No, it's not. Not anymore.
Yeah,
it's a woman's world.
I was just saying that.
I was going to say.
Did you see that thing about the guy that said that he would marry his girlfriend once she made him 300 sandwiches?
I never said anything like this. I don't know what you're talking about.
She built a website.
Really?
Yeah.
She did?
That tracks.
But obviously, she did she like hurry up and make 300 sandwiches?
No, she's at 147 or something.
Oh, so she's going like by day.
Mm-hmm. She makes.
She's lazy. She's not gonna.
Dude, by sandwich two.
Did you see the sandwiches?
By sandwich,
they're amazing.
By sandwich 297, he's gonna break up with her. Just leave the three on the counter on your way out.
Yeah, she actually takes her time and shit. And
they're like beautifully.
Yeah, it's not just like a peanut butter.
You know, if sandwiches. A girl makes me a beautiful sandwich, I would consider marrying her too.
Just the tip.
That's right up our alley.
I know. I saw that.
300 sandwiches.
And she doesn't think it's racist or anything.
Racist. Or, I mean, sexist.
Wait, who's being offended here?
Sexist.
Cold cuts are a race.
Everywhere.
I don't think they're being racist at all. People against salami.
The website's really cool, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got to check it out.
Sandwiches are banging.
Oh, that's why, because the sandwiches look good.
They look so good. She doesn't fuck around.
Anybody else got the munchies?
I want pizza.
I said that to Chris when we were coming in.
Really? Already?
I said, no, we're going to get the munchies.
Oh.
And that sucks because we don't have any food.
Ooh, I smell bacon. You smell bacon?
I don't normally like bacon, but I smelled it somewhere on the way driving, and I was like, ooh, that smells good.
Bacon is...
I don't normally like it. I'm trying to do a vegetarian
thing
right now.
That's anti-American. What?
I'm trying to like be a vegetarian.
You try not to eat right meat?
Yeah. So like every time I do that, I always want like meat.
Eggs and bacon! Eggs and bacon! Eggs and beans!
Do you ever have the feeling that roast beef is the most delicious food?
No, I think bacon. I went to a wedding this weekend, and one of the appetizers or whatever the
hors d'oeuvres,
yeah, was bacon wrapped chicken. But it was like it tasted like Chinese food a little bit. It was fucking delicious, and I was like, I was looking for this chick. All night. I'm like, where is that fucking girl with the bacon-wrapped chicken?
I always do that with hot dogs.
Bacon-wrapped sesame chicken. It was fucking delicious.
Wrapped in a small heart attack.
Yeah.
That's probably another reason why I sit in the truck and I'm like, I'm going to die.
I'm stuck.
Sounds good.
I'm going to die. Yeah, it was, I love bacon. Absolutely.
Chicken is no joke.
And one of my girlfriend's friends at the wedding said that she saw a, I don't know if it was a t-shirt or bumper sticker or something that says I love you almost as much as I love bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Or some shit like that. Is that how it goes? Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Bacon's extremely trendy right now. Did you know that?
No. I'm just talking about in general. Bacon is delicious. Fuck trendy and hipster bullshit.
It's very trendy.
There's like isn't there like a bacon a restaurant that does everything bacon?
Yeah, probably. I went to this concert last week and there was a guy dressed up like bacon.
No fucking shit. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Do you want to see the picture? He really was dressed up as bacon. I can show you.
Okay.
You fairy.
You can point it at the camera too.
His name is Bacon Boy.
He's gonna get bit.
If he was in this room, he'd get bit.
Dude, he'd get devoured.
Poor guy.
I don't understand. Why would he dress up like bacon? I see it.
When I asked him that, do you know what he said to me?
I love bacon.
Show me your tits.
Why not?
Sure. Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
Because you look like a fucking douchebag.
I said, why are you dressed up like bacon? He said, why not?
Because you look like a fucking douchebag.
Douche face.
And then he said, I'm Bacon Boy.
Yes, you are just douchey to the core.
I really hope you fucking get Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hates bacon boy.
What an asshole.
He looks young, did you say it?
No. You didn't show me because you know I don't care.
Honestly, I didn't even look at his face. I was just looking at the strip of bacon he was wearing. I just...
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
I don't know. I don't understand, like, why people are so... I don't know, like... Bacon is like the new it thing. Like, bacon's been around for...
Right. Bacon's been it for years.
Yeah. I have never not liked bacon. And now it's like this, you know, they have bacon-flavored alcohol now.
Bacon ice cream.
Bacon ice cream. Bacon vodka. Yeah. And it's just like, what is it with this sudden craze of bacon?
It's probably because these fucking douchebag hipsters are... fucking vegetarian. I don't even, but that's, until they tasted bacon.
Yeah, right.
No, uppity no. Fucks. So we're all, yeah. No, don't even. Oh, that's delicious.
I will not
My
eat any kind
organic.
Of bacon. See, that pisses me off. That kind of shit. Like veggie bacon.
Mm-hmm. Turkey bacon.
Yeah. Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon's banging.
I like
turkey
bacon.
I love me some turkey bacon.
I'll make some right after you guys leave.
I like turkey, but veggie bacon, oh, fuck.
I don't think I've ever had veggie
bacon. It is
bacon.
Fucking disgusting.
It's not bacon, man.
It's not bacon. It's like fucking Kid in Breaking Bad said it best to the son. This smells like Band-Aids.
He was talking about veggie bacon?
Yeah, they were having... He was like, what is this? He has CP. Cerebral palsy on a computer.
Oh my god.
She was like,
she's got Down
she's
syndrome.
Like, Computer? Cerebral palsy. And he really has it in real life. It's not that he's acting. It's, you know, but the story is that their kid has cerebral palsy.
Okay.
So he sits in the chair and the mom and dad are already eating breakfast and he's like, what is this? And he holds up the fucking veggie bacon.
I'm like, retarded.
He puts it up to his nose like, it smells like Band-Aids. Like, and he's right, because veggie bacon smells fucking disgusting. Like, you know, bacon just has that aroma that
like, just smells like fat?
Easy.
It does.
No,
that's
it's
okay.
Not fat. It smells like
it smells
deliciousness.
Like fat. It smells like fat.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What like, does fat smell like?
Like bacon.
If bacon smelled like fat, this whole room would smell delicious.
I don't smell like bacon.
No, like animal fat.
I don't know what animal fat smells like.
Like bacon.
Bacon has meat to it. It's not just fat.
Yeah, but you know how if you save the grease from the meat?
The fat renders off?
Yeah, and when you recook it with something else, it always smells like bacon again. So I just associate fat and bacon.
You I mean, lost me.
All right.
I'm out there. I think bacon smells delicious.
It smells salty.
Absolutely.
It smells what?
Like salt.
Well, it's
kind of like salty.
So it smells like salty fat people.
I'll take a plate of that. Plate.
That's what it is. It's fucking
I was able to hit Uncle Bill's this weekend.
Oh, man.
Another place called Doc Mike's, which is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Dude, I had these loaded fucking home fries. Smothered in bacon and cheese on the home fries. I mean, we're talking about bacon. This was the shit right here. And I'm like, why didn't I just order 10 of these?
Mm.
Fuck everything else. I don't need the eggs. You know, just
all the potatoes.
That's way near it. No, I don't need any of that. Like, I could have literally eaten an entire fucking vat of this shit. It was that good. It was that
good.
Exactly.
I like potatoes too.
But I mean, the way they were done. I mean, you're talking like cubed little home fries.
With like onions and peppers in them?
Onions had cheese and tons of bacon. Tons of bacon. Like, there was like half strips in there at some point. And I was like, dude, I hit the fucking lottery. Like, you know, because in the top, it's like, at first I'm thinking they probably use bacon bits. No, they're using fucking bacon.
That's baller. Yeah. That sounds banging. I want some.
That sounds good.
Right now.
My girl got the peanut butter chocolate chip pancakes. It was okay. I didn't think much of them. It was very...
How does one put peanut butter in a pancake?
They spread it like a sandwich.
Oh, really?
No. Fucker. No. They actually mix
it's
it in
a
with
pancake,
the batter.
Peanut butter wrap.
What? They mix it in with the batter. It gives it the peanut butter flavor. Like they, how? You just whip it. Whip it good. Whisk it, whatever.
Blend? Like, or what do they have to use? A fast guy?
Probably. Slow guy just wouldn't cut it.
Use Michael Phelps to mix this.
Yeah, just don't use Michael J. Fox. You get peanut butter everywhere.
Oh. Or wasn't that good?
It was. It just didn't taste like pancakes at all.
Would you move on from your potatoes to her pancakes?
No, she was like, try this. What do you think? And I was like, it's all right. I mean, had a little bit of that peanut butter taste to it, but it just it wasn't.
It's boring.
No, it's not that. It just wasn't my thing. I like regular pancakes. I'm okay with regular pancakes or like blueberry pancakes.
Blueberry pancakes.
You know? Actually, it doesn't even matter. You can put paper on my plate. As long as there's syrup on it, I'll eat it. It's the syrup that I think makes me like the pancakes. I don't even think it's the pancakes anymore.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you ever taste a pancake without the... It's just fucking...
It's just doughy.
Stupid.
Put some butter. Pointless. And some syrup.
See, I don't even need the butter. Just put the syrup in it.
Oh,
good.
I love the butter. Butter is the enemy. I love butter so much.
I thought bacon was the enemy.
No, I just don't really like bacon that much, but I...
You're crazy.
I choose not to like bacon.
Okay.
Like, so there's a reason that I don't like bacon. It's not
like
just because I
don't. Muslim thing.
No, I'm like, it's bad for you. Don't eat it. You'll die. Like,
it
I'll
is
just.
It bad for you, though.
But I'll eat it all the time. I know myself. I'll, like, cook a pound and just be la, la, la.
A pound of what?
Bacon and eat it.
Wow, that's an excessive amount of bacon.
I'm excessive. I'm excessive, so I try.
What are you making? Pound of bacon? Did you want something? How about a strip? No, you get your own pound of bacon. Yeah, and you know what? And I didn't have like a good breakfast like that in a long time. It was just nice. Because I never eat breakfast in the morning. I get up too fucking early to eat.
Yeah.
It's just getting up at 4.
You'll throw up, I feel.
Well, I'm not having bananas and Sprite, that's for sure. But no, I just don't feel like I'm not hungry when I get up.
That early in the morning.
I'll get a coffee. That's my... But then by the time I actually get to eat, it's not until like noon.
Yeah.
So it's like my first meal of the day, which sucks. And I just to have that nice breakfast, you know, have like fucking omelet, home fries.
I love doing that.
Some of the, I ordered a side of those short stack regular pancakes. Me and her, when we go out, we do so much
a side of pancakes.
A side. I literally ordered a side.
Usually it's fucking bacon
or
sausage.
No. Nope. Dude, I don't fuck around when it comes to breakfast. I'm not going to lie to you.
A side of pancakes.
I don't call it IHOP. I call it IE.
Hey, motherfucker!
You have issues. Holy
crap. Fuck off. Don't even act like you guys don't eat that fucking much when you go out.
Oh, my
bullshit.
God. Breakfast? I tear.
Yeah, breakfast
right.
is the one... One thing I can sit there.
It's not like I'm sitting there at a fucking Italian restaurant ordering a chicken parm, a lobster ravioli, and a fucking,
fuck that.
Gnocchis
or breakfast.
Something.
It's like you give yourself like 5 minutes and then you're right back at it again. I love breakfast.
Yeah, it's not a rush meal.
No.
It's like just take your time, enjoy
it.
Right.
Brunch. I try to go to a different brunch place.
Brunch place. We're back to the Asians.
A brunch place like every week.
Wear a helmet.
There's some fucking good food in this city. That's for damn sure.
In
Love
Philly?
It. Yeah. Oh my God. So fucking good.
I don't remember.
All day, every day.
Is there a good place to eat breakfast in Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know of any breakfast places.
No, they're all regular places, but they do brunch on like Sundays.
Oh, okay.
It's so banging.
How
like
can you
three?
Fuck up breakfast though? Let's be honest.
You can't, man.
You can't really fuck up
breakfast. But you can make it excellent. You can make it better
right.
than
breakfast
average.
Breakfast is never bad, but sometimes it's really
as opposed to like
good.
Uncle Bill's compared to Denny's.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. That's probably quality of the shit that they order. You know what I mean? Like the
yeah.
quality
Uncle
of
Bill's
sure.
is legit.
The fact that at Denny's they're fucking teabagging the batter in the
That too.
Pretty much.
Hocking loogie in the batter.
Is there a black curly pubic hair in my pancakes?
Come on, there's nothing black allowed in Denny's.
Unless they work there with blue hair.
Oh, remember her? What yeah. the hell was her name?
Biggie.
No, Blue.
Oh, Blue Iris? No, not no.
Blue Sapphire.
Blue Sapphire.
What's up, guys? I'm Blue Sapphire.
Yeah, she sounded like.
That's the, what's your name? Blue Sapphire.
Yeah, she was like, she sounded a little bit like Biggie and what's his name?
Was she a man?
The dude, the Humpty Dance dude.
Yeah. Humpty Hump.
Yeah, she's a big man, big woman.
She said, my name is Blue Sapphire. Be your waitress for the
Blue
night.
Blue Sapphire. She was fucking
big,
wild.
Big, fat black lady with a blue streak in her hair.
Really?
That was her name.
Was it a streak? I thought it was more than a streak. I thought it was like
it was just a streak.
Yeah, like half of it was blue.
Blue Sapphire.
I'll never forget that.
That's insane.
Can't even look at her when she's reading the menu. Okay, that's a moon over Miami. Like, she was like going, she was reading everything back. And her just fucking dying. Like, what is wrong with this woman?
Rooty tooty fresh and fruit.
Fat girls aren't real people.
God, that shit was fucking funny.
Yeah, man.
Blue Sapphire.
She even introduced herself as that.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Blue. Oh, my God.
Blue Sapphire. I wonder what she's doing right now.
Probably working at another Denny's. Or maybe she moved down south working at a Waffle House.
She stepped up.
Ego! So does that say ego? Yeah. I said Dago at first. I'm like, wait, what?
I mean, let's face it. She's probably dead.
Yeah. Wow.
What, really? Strong
heart
words,
attack?
Chris.
Wait, heart attack?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She was big.
She wasn't like that big. I mean, she was big, but she wasn't like... If you can be a waitress... Because this requires her to move.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really like... You
she
know.
Ate more than calories she burned. That's the problem. Like in the back, she'd go in. She'd put one for them, one for me. One link for that, one link for me.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
The only time she probably clogged the toilet at that place.
Oh, yeah, my absolutely. God. Brown Sapphire.
What, did you shit yourself or something?
Brown Sapphire. Oh, my God.
Sorry, been building up for a while. Sorry.
Somebody light a candle. Light a match.
You're going to have a close encounter. All right,
stop
turn
what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the plumbing.
Hi, boys.
That's fucking funny,
have
man.
Have a good night.
That was, you know what? I totally fucking forgot about that. That's so funny.
As soon as you said it, man.
And that was some scary shit, too, because this is a night of pretty much, you know, a nice amount of drinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You go into Denny's and get yourself right. And this fucking monster walks up. She's just like, you know, I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah. What did we walk into?
I remember like it was yesterday.
That's insane.
I don't remember much, but I remember Blue Sapphire. I remember when she walked away, everybody started fucking rolling. You know she heard and spitting our fucking food.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Please, God, no.
Dude, she probably got the best tips at any waitress in that joint.
Oh, absolutely. She had the balls to say, my name is Blue Sapphire.
How could you not laugh at that?
Beautiful.
Meanwhile, her name tag was like Roberta.
Blue. Oh, Lord.
I was actually looking for the Humpty Dance. I can't find it. Sorry.
That's okay, baby. Next week. Stop what you're doing.
I did already. Can't you tell?
I'm about to ruin
the show.
take us out, man. Yeah, take us out. Let's see this outro that you've been working on.
I'm a little,
fucked up.
Are we doing music?
Would you like some background music?
I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah,
I was looking for the Humpty Dance. So I still am, but that's all right. Do you have any requests? Because I don't know what to put on.
Don't you always do the same song?
Yeah, the play, but I had to take it off to do the stupid fucking iPhone.
I want Imagine Wizards. No, Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Wizards.
Imagine Wizards.
Dragons, Wizards. It's all the fucking same.
Imagine Wizards. Holy shit, that's great.
Whatever you call them.
All right, no music, just out.
Go ahead, I'll play some while you're talking.
Okay. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerks. It was a good time. Make sure you... Wait, no. Do the music and then I'll do it.
Bye, nigga!
Toodaloo, motherfucker!
Music? All right, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Music.
That's actually better.
I can't do it.
Come on. Close us out. Take us out.
No, I can't. You do it.
No.
No, I can't do it to this. It's like doing the curb one.
You've been waiting for your outro all night. Let's go.
No!
What the fuck?
Take us out, Chewy.
Oh, I can't. I don't remember any of it now.
Focus.
Focus. Stop! Stop, I'm never going to get it.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll play a song for you. Hold on. Here we go.
Together? Can't do this. My brain's gonna explode.
I just wait till the sound clip's over.
I had a good 2 minutes on it.
And I don't respect them. That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals.
What is this? Is this the Lonely Island?
Show me your genitals.
Yeah, man, take
it. I can't do it. All right. I can't. I tried.
You didn't try. You haven't tried yet.
I tried once and I sucked at it bad.
I thought you said you had a good outro for
I did, but I got high and now I don't remember it.
Are you serious?
Yes, I swear. Now all this is making my just laugh inside my head. That's all.
Can't touch this.
There you go.
Can't touch this.
Oh my god.
Can't touch this.
No outro?
Yeah, you're rocking now. Go ahead.
My.
You do
music.
It this week. I'll do
no,
it
no,
next week.
No.
You said
I'm not
I
doing
can't
it.
I can't remember it.
Take us out.
What was it about?
It was everything I'm supposed to say.
What are you supposed to say?
Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. Make sure to go on our Riotcast. Check out Amazon, Gamefly, and Twitch.
Intentional grounding.
And tweet the audio.
Awkward.
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 That's it. We'll be back next week.
You better practice that piece of shit.
No, it was better. I swear.
Thank you.
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver, and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days,
what is
he's going to have a heart attack.
Deals? Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.